Good energy in here today. I can feel a buzz already off mic. I am still angry at the goal umpires, and I'm with Wayne Carey. I refuse to watch a game of football until we take the goal umpires out of the game.
You're with Wayne Carey.
I'm with Wayne-o. Me and Wayne aren't watching footy until the goal umpires get removed. I've had enough, except for David Roden, but enough's enough. I have so much to dissect this episode. Let's actually get into it.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Dan Does Footy Podcast. You can find more of Dan Does Footy on the website, Spotify, YouTube, and social media. Good job. See ya.
I was heaps of sick kids, and I was like, where are they? Kick them harder. Kick them all harder. Punch them in the face. I'm bloody horizontally challenged, if you get what I mean. Boner. I'm proud today. Should we say this is the line? If you don't hear the next bit, it's over the line? Okay, so if you don't hear the next bit, I've got over the line. This is more part of right? Shit dips in.
Alright, Listen back to the last episode, and guys, I don't apologise. Didn't give you energy.
Did you feel flat?
Yeah, I felt flat upon reflection. And you guys deserve the very best of me. You deserve 110% of what I have to give you. And we're not perfect here, sure. Well, we've got some pimples.
Yeah.
We've got ingrowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a slightly larger forehead than most people. Maybe we have a big nose, big ears, whatever it is. Who cares, whoever that is. But we will give you the best ever version of ourselves from here on in.
Do you want to open up? Was there a reason, do you think, as to why you're flat? Was there...
Just working myself to the bone.
Yeah.
Just grinding myself into the ground. And okay. You guys don't deserve or care about that. You need the very best of me when I sit down. It's like when you cross the white line in a game of footy. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care if your dog's died.
Do you not?
No. When you're on that field, nothing fucking matters.
I think I'd care a little bit. But
I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all. Back in the day when I played, I got gum on my mouth. Not a good start saying I'll give you the best of me. I have gum on my mouth. Hey, how was training? People want to know.
I was scary good, Dan.
Give me a rundown.
Scary good.
Can I just say before you give us your version of events,
mm.
your photo, which we'll put up as a story today, this morning, as people are listening, you look generally like Dennis Armfield. And it was the 27 on the back as well, which helped that. But you actually reminded me of Dennis.
Yeah. So it was the half up, half down hair.
Mm.
Thank you. Yeah. As I said, big compliment.
It wasn't really a compliment.
I'll take anything at this stage. Look, I got there, got the wrong ground. I turned up at Old Melburnians and then Elstonwick was around the corner. Introduced myself to everyone. Yep, all good. And they were already broken up into their groups. And I said, so what groups, what? And he said, this is pretty much everyone over here.
Where are the ones at?
Yeah, essentially. And then they said, and they're the ones that have never played footy before. Mm. And I went, no worries, I'll go over there. And I lovely people, but I was a little bit too good for that. Because just context, they were telling you how to hold the ball.
Oh.
Like I was like, I know that.
Like you're a beginner golfer.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I'm not that.
No.
But it was a good sort of just, get back into it. We saw the kick I did at on the highway, when we were crossing the border. Not so good. So it was good to just get my eye in. Obviously, I got new shoes yesterday. Boots, not shoes.
Did you get those boots?
Not those ones, but I got some good ones.
Love that.
Yeah, yellow and green.
I didn't know that I know we've spoken about your Quidditch knee, but I didn't know that you generally don't have an ACL at the moment.
I've done my ACL.
So you can't play, really?
Well, I can, but it will go. So the beauty of training is everything's in your control. So I was just doing all the drills. So, we were doing that one where you'd set cones up all around the ground and, there'd be four or five people behind each cone and it would be, make a lead, kick the ball, then kick it.
Oh, yeah. That just kind easy. Of thing. Feel good sesh.
And, yeah, I'm just running in a straight line. I did 10 minutes match simulation right forward pocket.
Oh, my God.
I didn't go anywhere near the ball, but I tell you what I'm bloody good at.
In screen?
Making a lead. And just like I just kept running.
Decoy leads.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be. Someone's got
to
do it.
Happy to not touch the ball, go near the contest. But I reckon my defender was, 5, 10 minutes behind me at all times.
Just dropping off probably.
Yeah.
Yes. So you think you're killing it. They're just like, this guy's fucking running to a dead pocket.
Running in a circle.
I love how you thought someone was up your ass. They'd be like, mate, you're in the pocket. Yeah. I don't need to follow you in there.
Okay.
Awesome.
But look, no injuries, feeling good. Body's obviously sore today, but I feel great.
Great. Well done. Well, you like a lot of local footballers just getting back into the swing of things. And shout out to the local footballers out there, especially the guys who had the very best intentions to play this year and you've got one game into it and you've thought, fuck this. Yeah. Big effort knowing you've got 20 weeks left in the season to just rock up on Saturdays and perform.
Well, Saturday at 9:20, it's...
Oh. I'm still convinced that's the best slot in the world. We were just saying before we started recording that the idea of just training is the best thing ever. So what I really want to do and what I aim for is we're going to start, I don't know what's going to be called, but a DDF training club only, where we literally maybe every week, every fortnight for pre-season training and into the season, we literally only train.
Yep.
We have members sign up in your membership pack. You'll get a full training kit. We'll have a membership tally. You're part of a footy club, but you just don't play on Saturdays.
I think it's so good.
And we have a BNF at the end of the year. We have Mad Monday. Like, we have all the events that clubs have. We have like social nights, but we just don't play.
End of year season trip.
End of year season trip. In fact, yeah, good. And in fact, we don't play games, so we win the flag. So at the last training session, we raise the cup. So you're winning a premiership and you're a membership member of this team.
And we're not going half-assed with this. There'll be captain, vice-captain.
Literally going to have a leadership group. I'm so like fixated on this idea that we're going to do this.
Yeah.
We actually are. We're going to work towards it. And like, I know we make a lot of bold claims around here. Like, I love a bold claim when I say we're going to do something and just don't do it. It's awesome. But we're going to do this.
Most things we've done, though, so far in our dynamic, we wanted to go to Adelaide. We went to Adelaide. No worries.
Ada Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to order merch.
You pushed a hemorrhoid back in for me.
Exactly right.
Say things, we do it. Yeah, we're going to do that. We are going to do that. Well, I'm glad training went well. When's your next one?
Well, technically tonight, but no, I'm doing the Saints.
Yeah, you're doing... Saints tonight. Yeah, so we did here. So guys, what we're doing is we recorded this yesterday, but I get confused because we released it on a Thursday and that's why there's the confusion when Ollie says that.
Yep.
Okay, that's very good. Okay, we'll talk about your Saints because you got a big day coming up tonight. We'll talk about it later. But I want to make I don't know if it's called recruitment. It is called recruitment. It's definitely what it's called. But I think we get an intern in here.
I was worried when I saw this on the run sheet.
No, not why are you worried?
Well... because you know how much I'm enjoying this.
As in, I think we need someone to just sit there.
Okay.
Yeah, and just provide. Now, you have to know a little bit about football. You have to have quirky, but I think we're going to do some interviews. How can we get people in here and give them like a 2-week trial period to sit in the show?
Okay.
And be part of the show as a mainstay.
If they're an intern, what will that look like?
Coffees.
Yep.
Getting sledged. Just working them to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a hemorrhoid, you're pushing it back in.
Okay.
Like just minimum wage for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no super.
So they get paid?
Probably not. No. But I think we need to get some kind of someone in here.
Okay. As long as maybe. I'm not being replaced.
No, you're not. No. Definitely, you'll never be replaced.
Okay.
I mean, you literally couldn't do anything to be replaced.
Wow.
Okay, well, we're going to try and flesh it out. I might put something on LinkedIn. That seems more professional.
Seek.
That seems seek.com. Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll do a Seek ad.
Yeah.
We had a big week on we've had a big couple of months on socials, but it's just funny because we've obviously the net has been thrown out into the ocean, the social media ocean, which is just a scary place in itself. And the stuff we're pulling back in, we're getting some confused messages here. People think that we're very much like an SEN type stuff. So when they see the power rankings, they go, what do you mean my team's super ass or stuff like that? Like they're getting really fixated on. I love that there's people that are getting around it and know the notion of what we do here because there is a big gap between people who see socials and people who come to the podcast.
Yep.
Now we have more people jumping the podcast because the stats are saying that. We've been in the top 10 for 3 months now. But there's still a wide range of people working out what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
So just if this is your first time listening to the podcast, this isn't SEN. This is a celebration of football. We love football here. We're not gonna pick stuff apart and tear people down. Maybe we'll do a little bit, but we love football here. So welcome if it's your first time listening. And the more that I looked at the traditional media and what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go, just that dog in me fucking dying to get out. It's a big game this weekend. The more that I look at the traditional media and us, I see that everyone in the media is kind of the same person.
Oh, that's a massive call.
Don't you reckon? Like they're all kind of the same.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you're right. We're taught if you have learnt traditional media techniques.
Because have you? You have?
Went through the process, yeah, but sort of have kind of found my own vibe. I don't want to say that I'm cut from a different cloth.
You
but,
are.
You know.
Well, you are. You have no ACLs. So there's that.
No, I'm going to stand up for people and I'm going to say no, I disagree.
You're so fucking fired.
Which is also, now I think about it, what they would say. Yeah. So maybe we are all the same. No, I see your point, but I think that overall, that's probably generalizing, but I see your point.
They're all the same to me.
Yeah.
Just the way they speak. I think they're all taught to like speak at a certain cadence and then like.
That's very true.
I think they're all, that's what I mean by they're all the same. And they all wear suits. They love a suit.
That's true.
They all love a suit. So welcome to DDF. It's your first time. People are loving the hemorrhoids. A lot of intrigue around the hemorrhoids, which is kind of weird because I wouldn't have thought that a lot of people are interested in my ass, but a lot of you are interested in my asshole. So my first experience was self-inflicted, I think. Now, I experimented with hot wax when I was in the Suns because I was getting the fake tans and the solly. I was shaving down to play up. I was doing the hot waxes. My first one is I was like, I'll do the bum. Like, I'll just get rid of the little hair there. Wanted to be super clean.
Mm-hmm.
I think a bit of the hot wax went into the crack, which then led into the black hole. So I had to get rid of that. And then it was sore for a couple of days. And I was like, oh, I think now maybe I've got an ingrown in my hole.
Mm-hmm.
But what it turned out to be is I aggravated the blood vessel, hence opening a can of worms, which were a hemorrhoid.
Literally.
So that's where it all started.
How do you get rid of hot wax from your asshole?
Well, you just strip it off.
Ooh.
Strip it all off. Yeah. Gross. Gross, but I did it. Lots happening in sports, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Just generally in sports before we get into football. Caitlin Clark, pick number one, WNBA.
Indiana.
Yep. Indiana, see her first year contract is $70,000. So she would be getting a massive clip for jersey sales.
Oh, of course. Because they all sold out. All those sorts of things, but still.
They all sold out. It just made me think of AFLW here. But that we haven't had that polarizing player who makes people invested in women's sports. Sam Kerr, maybe. But you know how like Caitlin Clark is now big on every podcast, ESPN, like that. That's a big change for American sport, considering they're all male-dominated and focused.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, whoa, let's have eyes on WNBA because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Like she's changed the whole landscape over there.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Sam Kerr is the biggest name in Australian sport right now on the world stage. I think that I can't think of many people, honestly, going to hold my hand up, many people going to the Olympics. Like there's no real standout name for me. Like back in the day when we had swimmers and runners and all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Like I can't really think of anyone. I think that a couple of years ago there were a few big AFLW names that we were talking about, but
not anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
It feels like. So for me, Sam Kerr, on the world stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they play soccer in the Olympics, do they?
Yep.
They do?
Yep. We're in.
We're in. I can't wait for the Olympics. That starts this year.
Yeah, July 26th.
God, are they all going to the village again? Apparently the village is just a big fest.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
I've known people that have got the paid for Tinder and then set their location to the village.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
And there's athletes on there.
Yeah.
Smart play.
Yeah. I've known people. That's not me.
See, you'd go on there. Yeah, definitely. You'd go on there and try and like meet up with athletes because you've probably DM'd them on Instagram and you want to make sure they know who you are. You actually don't want to do anything with them. You just want to say g'day to them.
I went through after our chat about the DMs.
Oh,
I went
you sent them through as well.
Some terrible ones.
Terrible.
Just lots of, hey, you know, welcome to the Minnesota Vikings, mate. Like, great fan base. Really happy to have you.
Keep flinging.
Knowing that they're not going to see or reply.
You got to send some to the Saints, boys. Do you reckon they know who you are, all of them?
No, not all of them. I know about five on a first name basis now.
Oh, who? Which is
Jack Steele.
Jack.
Brad Hill.
Brad.
Callum Wilkie.
Callum.
Liam Stocker.
Stocks.
And Jack Sinclair.
Jack Sinclair. Yeah. And they know you as Ollie?
Yep. Maybe not Jack Sinclair.
So four definitely know who you are.
But four definitely.
Great. And do you give them a look when they're running out? Like, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Boys, they know?
Steel in particular, we sort of dap each other up.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of people are going to go to the game tonight and they want photos with you. Are you getting around to the crowd and giving photos or not?
Yeah, I'm the man of the people. Of course I am.
I want to see some selfies.
Yeah.
And if you see Ollie again, guys, it's your second game for the year.
Yeah.
If you see Ollie either on the big screen, just send in some recordings. We want to see what he's doing out there.
And I'm excited because first game we had the MCG, but we're back at Marvel with the sexy screens.
Under the roof, big screens.
I get to sort of see myself sort of stretched out like that, which will be nice.
Big screen, yeah, on the Ford Cup as well.
Yeah,
game for you guys. Back in basketball, NBA has started. Play-in's happening right now. We've got Lakers, Pelicans, Kings and Warriors are playing in and don't really know from the West, but NBA's started.
Have you got a team?
I'll go for the Lakers, and that was pre-LeBron. Mm. I was like Kobe Bryant, vintage Lakers. Nice. That was me. So I've stuck it out through the hard times. I mean, they won a championship.
What?
Mate, success is hard sometimes. You wouldn't understand. When you win rings, it takes a toll on you.
Okay.
It's like, stop winning, guys.
Yeah.
But NBA is back. Long season, 82 games is fucked.
Too long.
So I've got the Lakers. If they get through the Pelicans, they have to play the Nuggets, and they're in all sorts of the plate Nuggets.
Yep.
So I think it'll be a Boston Clippers.
Ooh, bit of fun.
Mm, I think so. That. You in NBA?
Yeah.
Who do you go for?
Timberwolves.
Well,
it was seed number three, got the Suns.
Yeah. OKC did well to get in the one seed.
Yeah.
Really
good. It
was
good. Really tight, the Western Conference thing.
Yeah. Especially with the Giddy Storm going on as well. That's a lot surrounding a team to come out and be number one seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems like so long ago that stuff came out.
Doesn't it?
So long ago. The Giants have released their Anzac Day Guernsey, which is just unreal. So funny. You can't see the G on it, though, the camo. How are the players going to see him coming? It's actually a smart tactic by the Giants to have camo outfits on just to sneak up on everyone.
How good would that be? I think it's possibly – I'm going to be totally wrong when I say this, but in the NFL, I think it might be the weekend of the anniversary of September 11, all the teams wear military-style uniforms. How good would that be if we all just had camo
for Anzac? Love that. Would love that. Just pay your respects and just have some camo on.
But in your team colours. How good.
It'd be pretty cool.
It would be so cool.
It'd be very cool. I played for a local team once. I did that. Had their outfit, like their colours, but it was all camo.
Local team.
It was very cool. Yeah, I was getting paid stacks to be there. Conor McGregor is also back. Just going through some sport here, guys, around the world.
I UFC. Like this from you. This is good.
Thanks, yeah. I'm doing some new things here.
Yeah.
My energy's up and about.
Yeah, you're back, yeah.
I need to give some people some stuff, okay? Yeah. I'm really in my UFC at the moment. Just loving it. Just nothing like some bare knuckles on some chins. Dragon skulls. And I'm not going to say the other word that I said a lot one episode.
Being careful.
Conor McGregor back, UFC 303 against Michael Chandler. Now, Michael Chandler's a little pit bull. He's a guy that loves to throw him. Conor McGregor is 35. He has two fights left on his contract. So he's just there to get paid and then fucking bounce. Got paid because he sold his whiskey, Proper 12 whiskey brand, for $600 million. Made a movie that was below average. On Amazon, I haven't seen it yet, but I think the ratings are enough to tell me that I'm not missing much over there. So he's just going to draw a crowd. He's going to sell out pay-per-views. I'm going to buy it because I'm just so gullible for Conor McGregor, and I can't actually wait to see him back in the ring and the antics leading up to the fight.
Sure.
I love him.
What do we know about Michael Chandler? Because I've never seen a picture of the guy, but that's the least intimidating name of all time. I reckon Michael Chandler could be.
I think he was... Let's have a look what he looks like. Now, Michael he looks Chandler. Like, guys, he's got a big nose. Now, I think that's like cauliflower nose. I'm not sure if that's a thing, but I know they get cauliflower ears. He is, I don't know, he looks like a guy that just eats fucking punches.
He looks like he's from Home and Away.
It's very intimidating, both of them. They both have tattoos. Michael Chandler has a tattoo in fucking massive cursive letters that says blessed on his left pec.
Okay.
And Conor McGregor has like the scary McGregor across his abs, then a Black Panther with flames around it. Based on that, tattoos alone, I think Chandler gets his head fucking bounced off the canvas. He has some big quads though. Go on his fucking Instagram, guys, and check out him on the bike. Hold on a minute. Yeah, now this changes everything. Man, his second video on Instagram is him just absolutely jacked. They kind of look the same.
Mm.
If I'm being totally honest, he has the same hairline as me as well.
No, don't do yourself like that. He's just going back far further than yours.
I've got a solution. People want you to go to Turkey as well.
People
are big on you getting some tit airs and some ass job in Turkey. So we are still working on a trip to Turkey. Would love for that to be sponsored, but haven't found a surgeon yet that is willing to take the risk on you.
That's not a risk if you know it's going to look great.
It will look good. It will look really good on you. Also, guys, we've been big on crypto.com at the moment, just getting absolute bang for their buck with the 100 odd reviews we've done this year. I did a bit of digging, as in I Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
they're here to stay. You're going to see crypto.com for another 4 years at least because they signed a five-year, $25 million deal to be the sponsor of the AFL.
Wow.
So you're just going to see so much of crypto.com. I didn't miss the crypto train. Now, I'm not sure what crypto is. That's way above me. Did you have crypto?
No.
No. But apparently it went through the roof a long time ago. Missed it. A lot of people made a lot of money. Crypto.com obviously made a lot of fucking money and now they're going to stick around the AFL world.
There you go.
Which pisses me off.
It scares me investing in that sort of stuff. I invest in different sort of things.
I invest in fucking beers, mate. Here's my investment. Friday. Beer. Yeah.
Legend.
Work all hard for the weekend to invest in fucking beers, mate.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
Before we forget, remember that screenshot I sent you that my mate sent me when he said, I don't think I can on the weekend. I'm dog sitting.
Yeah. A dog in him.
I've got that dog in me. Yeah, I'm always dog sitting.
So good.
That's great.
That's me. There's always a dog in me just bouncing around. I got given a high 10 today at the gym, which was awesome. But knowingly, he listened to the podcast, Lockie. He knew what he was doing. And it felt fucking so awkward because I didn't know he listened. And he came at me aggressively after me just ripping some bench press, like 120 for 10. And then he came up high with high 10s.
How tall was he? Was it?
You're probably your height. So what are you, 5'11"?
Yeah, sure, why not? Yep. Yeah, no, definitely.
5'7"?
No, I'm 5'10".
5'10". He came up and went up and I came down with a high 10.
Oh, see, yeah, that's what...
Felt super awkward.
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah, really awkward. So only time you have high 10s is when you get a jug of beer at the pub. I'm going to the pub this weekend, I think. I don't have any plans. I am home alone at the moment because Anna's away in America.
Thanks for the invite.
Just ripping it.
All good.
Footy, so let's get into footy. Harley Reid, rising star for the round, and traditional media, it seems like they've broken up with Nick Daicos. They got a new lover, a new certified lover boy, and he's got blonde hair. He slicks it back behind the ears. He shaves it as well, and he can play football. It's Harley Reid. 27-1, of course, going to be the rising star. Now $2 to be the rising star. So Nick Daicos has just been, what's the toy in Toy Story that gets pushed to the side? Is it Woody?
Oh, yeah, when Buzz comes in.
Oh, yeah. Nick Daicos is Woody.
Yeah.
And now...
And it hurts because the new guy looks, you know, he's blonde, he's different, he's exciting, you know.
He's like, quick.
He's quick, he's, you know...
Strong. He's hot. So strong.
Like, yeah. Well, he's strong for a guy who I haven't seen him in person, but doesn't look big, does he, yet? Like, he's...
Not really. He must be fucking so strong because, as you just said, he doesn't look... You know when you look at someone and they go, that guy's quick or that guy's strong. He doesn't look like either.
No.
Dane Swan, probably the perfect example in terms of guys who never look strong or quick but just could play football.
Yep.
Impressive in WA. You've got a keeper there. Just as we keep saying, sign him up. Pay him what he wants. Sign him up for 10 years. You'd actually probably the only player, one of the only players in the league right now where you'd be like, let's give him 8 years.
What, at that age?
What is he, 19?
Is that what you mean?
Fuck it. You throw 10 years at him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not? Because a team's going to come in regardless at some point, say like 5 years in, and then you've got a decent bit of compensation coming your way, so you might as well.
May as well have the security for you as West Coast and for your fans. And also, we know they're doing that, or they want to do that with Elliot Yeo, the sign and trade. Sign him up, then have options if he wants to fuck off and be in the position of power if you're West Coast.
Exactly right.
Love what they're doing out there at West. They're probably the best team in Perth at the moment. I mean, based off the last fortnight or form. You can't argue that.
We've got short memories here on DDF, so why not?
I have short memories. I thought it was a great win from Carlton against Freo a couple of weeks ago, but apart from that, I don't remember a thing. There's a lot of interesting time slots this round of football, and this is probably in the wrong place in the run sheet, but what is your, as a spectator, your best time slot to go to watch football? AFL game, not local, like AFL. You're going to the footy.
Saturday, 1:45.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Because for me, there's... like brunch with a couple sort of cocktails.
Mimosas.
Yep. Or, you know, Bloody Mary's.
Samosas if you go to an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, you can have a few breakfast samosas. Totally. Totally. No, I'd be right up for that. And then, not to get the game out of the way, but like it's done by like, what?
Sorry, I was in my head, the beers were barking at me.
Oh, yeah. No, you're done by like four.
Yeah.
And so then, well,
beers are barking.
Yeah.
How good's when a fucking beer barks at you, man? Oh,
and you bark back.
Nothing better when beers bark at you. I'm telling you, I'm excited. It's what is it, Thursday? Beers are barking. I can hear them. I said 3:20 on a Sunday.
Yeah, so you got to remember, you don't have a normal job though.
Okay, you're the fourth person today and it's fucking 10:30 to say that to me. The barista said it to me. You've said it twice now. No, I think Amy said something the way in.
It's just, you know, I get you.
Thank you.
I do. But like,
yeah.
Say for example, if I was to go to the football with my girlfriend at 3:20, she does have a normal job. And so she can't relax
but
as
if
much.
The mimosas are barking or the beers are barking, guess what you do Monday?
Oh, yeah.
I've got COVID. No one's arguing with COVID anymore. Is COVID a thing?
Why not?
The best things to get away with sick are COVID, diarrhea.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Not a lot else you'd get away with being sick on a Monday after a 3:20.
Or just I'd rather not get into it.
Yeah.
Doing one of those.
Personal
this
reasons.
This is a bit sort of...
I have a personal reason. It's that my head is thumping.
Yeah. And it's
please
just personal.
Ask no more questions. Okay. I'm going with the 3:20 Sunday.
Nah, I like it.
There's a couple of years, maybe 2 years in a row. I can't really remember the fixture. I'm not fucking Rain Man from last year, but 3:20 Sunday Blues Collingwood.
Mm.
Beers barking before at the corner. Beers barking after a win. Happy days all around.
I got a little bit of shivers on the spine then.
Fucking bring in beers barking. We talk about the Saints. This is massive. Now, I don't really like getting serious, and I don't know if we're going to get that serious in here, but I'll put it in the run sheet. Charlie Cameron beats the MRO. In short, Charlie has had his one match ban for a dangerous tackle overturned, with the drivers behind the decision being his clean record throughout his 207-game career and character references to turn the ban into a fine. Let me start off with saying that I don't think this should have been a one-match ban to start off with at all. And this isn't Charlie's fault in the slightest. This is a massive blight and problem the AFL has now, because it is so inconsistent. Players don't know what's what. Coaches don't know what's what. Fans don't know what's what. Anything, any tackle on any given day could be given nothing to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It is a fucking joke at the moment. And he has... You know, they argued Charlie has a good record. No, he doesn't. He had been fined 5 times. 3 of those times were for rough conduct. So, no, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He clearly has done this. And again, it's like the coach said to me, rip the head off the player. It's not about the player. It's not about Charlie here. It's about the MRO. Like, the whole decision now, you've pretty much said to players, we will tax you harder based on your record and your reputation in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a 200-game player, had a few fines, we're going to take it easier on you given your history in the game and not the action. Where on that day yesterday where Nathan Murphy retires because of concussion, and yet you now let Charlie's action off, which, yes, it wasn't bad, but the notion that the AFL wants to get rid of this stuff to clear up concussions so people at 24 like Nathan Murphy aren't retiring, mm-hmm. you've said, hey, all good now because this guy's a good bloke.
Mm.
Makes no fucking sense. No sense. And we take it back to Basher Hooley years ago, who got 4 weeks for his punch on Jed Lamb and knocking Jed Lamb out. He got 2 weeks because the Prime Minister gave him a character reference. So you look at the MRO and go, what is it? Are you now just – is the action the stuff you get suspended on, or are you now getting your character judged? Like, what actually is worthy of a suspension these days? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know. It's an absolute raffle in there.
Do you not think that – I think you're right, but do you not think that there is a place for a good record? Because if you look back to like a Barry Hall who just kept doing dumb shit all the time, of course I think it's fair enough to go harder on him. To just be like, mate, we're trying to tell you to stop. Stop doing this.
But Barry Hall was throwing fists.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think if someone's throwing fists, it's – We've changed the game so much what players can and can't do is that I thought as a fan, I don't know, I don't play, but I thought that the action of picking and dumping mm-hmm. was a thing they looked at.
Yep.
But now they're picking up records and saying good character references and a clean record. The action is what had the possibility to turn into Jake Lever having a concussion or being injured. So you're now in a position where the action, does that even matter?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so confusing. This is where the grey in it all comes, because you and I and people in pubs and bars at home and cars with friends have this discussion that who actually knows what the fuck is wrong or right?
Yeah.
But there's nothing where it's just across the board, you know, if you do the action, it's going to be a week, and then from there it's medium, mid or high impact. Like, you don't, like, what? There's no tiers to it anymore. It's lost all structure.
if you got done by the MRO and needed a character reference, who would you have gone for?
Oh, God. I mean, I don't have a lot of people that would come in to bat for me. Definitely not Wayne Carey. Definitely not Rocket. Who would?
And it's got to be someone that the AFL would have gone. Like,
that's,
I mean,
good.
Yeah, like the Prime Minister. I mean, like it doesn't get bigger than that, really.
Oh, I'd be paying Sam Doherty on the table.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a given. Yeah, Sam Doherty. Or the Giants. I feel like I'm in a love fest with the Giants at the moment.
The entire Giants organization.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, they're just moving a different way. So I think that they'd come into bat for me at least. Yep. Who else is moving a different way?
The Devil.
Gatorade.
The Devils.
Sportsbet.
Yeah. Sportsbet. Yeah.
I'd ask Sportsbet to go in there. Give me a character reference.
Yeah, they'd listen to that.
They would. It's just total bullshit. Like, let's call it as it is, because SEN aren't. It's fucking bullshit. And Jeff Gleason, who makes the decisions, start learning Chinese, buddy, because you're going to be making calls in the Chinese Basketball Association the way you're going. You're going to ship him off there and say, we've had enough of your shit, Jeff. It's not on. It's embarrassing. It needs to be sorted out. And that's where I'm going to leave it. Nathan Murphy, as I spoke about, retired yesterday. 2023 Premiership player, 10th concussion of his career in last year's grand final, and couldn't even get a match simulation. So, you know what? Well done, Nath. Yeah. Great career, Nath. Great career. Sided with the league's medical concussion panel, and decision was made to call time on his career after 57 games. Second player this year to be forced into retirement. I think a spray show in February, and it's getting louder and louder. I mean, it's obviously the right decision, but I think there's going to be more. And I've said it weeks ago that there is a tsunami coming of concussion claims or a lawsuit coming that the AFL, I think, is really, really scared of, which makes fucking Charlie Cameron's decision so be...
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense why they'd allow that, knowing, you know, like, it just doesn't add up to me.
From your experience post-footy, what's the protection that you have been exposed to? Is there any? Like, do people stay in touch and go, hey, I think, you know, let's take you for a scan, just want to make sure you're
nothing.
Like, so it's nothing. you're out.
I reckon I would have covered up 10 concussions
in
my career. And there was not so much lately, I think a little bit last year, but definitely 2 years out of footy where, and I don't know, and I obviously have never been tested, my head has never been scanned, but times where I'd actually forget stuff, like what I need to do, or where something was in my house, something not like keys, but something basic, like, or I'd go into a room and be like, what am I doing here? Mm. Now, again, I don't know. Like, I haven't had a scan. I would love to have a scan and see what's going on in my head. Mm-hmm. I'd love for the AFL to come in now with everything happening, say to players, hey, we're pretty concerned about this. So every former player, let's go look at your brain. You know, voluntarily, we'll pay for it, but let's see what your brain has done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know myself and others have been knocked out in games so many times, and you don't say a thing. I remember at the Giants in Blacktown playing the NEFL against the Giants. I got knocked out, went to the rooms, they did a test. I said, look, I'm fine. I had a black dot in the middle of my eyes and couldn't see, only see the peripherals for 2 quarters. So you need to protect the players here. You really do. And again, we're getting better at doing that, but there's still so much room to growth to protect the players from themselves.
Yeah.
You know, even the Libba stuff last week where they said he was, what'd they say when he fell over? Something, there's some bullshit like, oh, he was exhausted, or come on.
No.
Come on, Bevo, again, not about, but come on, let's look after these guys here.
Yeah.
So I think there's something coming for the AFL. They're going to be in a lot of, rightly or wrongly, a lot of trouble with concussion.
And I'm not really going to say this with any point in particular other than just, you know, it's an interesting point to talk about, but geez, we're very serious today.
Yeah, we started off
but
pretty...
I like it. In America, watching former NFL players who commit suicide and shoot themselves but in the chest so it can preserve the head.
Yeah.
So you can get your brain tested to see what was going on in there. And it's like...
It's a big thing. It's almost like, I know it's very sad, but it's almost like a thing like, hey...
Yeah, something's not right
check
with
it,
me
something's
anymore.
Right. I mean, there was an NFL player, maybe last year, he was going on live and he was like nude and stuff. Because the head knocks. That player? And he went out somewhere.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, him. And there
that.
Was another one.
Oh, there was another one, was there?
There was another one. It's fucking, it is scary. Like, I really am scared. And part of when I have, hopefully soon, when I have kids, is there is a massive part of me now being in the sport, being like, I'm actually concerned for you guys. Because I don't want you to, the head's one, but the body sense, like my body fucking aches.
Yeah.
I've got two bad shoulders. I have fucking no good Achilles. My knees are sore. My backs are sore. My body, and I had no career. Mm. So I couldn't imagine what 200 game players would feel like. Every day there is something wrong.
Wow.
I just think there's going to be a wave of lawsuits and stuff that come for the AFL.
So for example, then if that's the case, you woke up today, what was kind of-
Two shoulders. I can't sleep on my right shoulder.
So you have to sleep on your left.
Can't sleep on my right shoulder. Wow. Yeah. I am. That's my range.
Yeah.
For my shoulders. Like that's me trying to get by my head.
What if you lie down? Can you-
Nah.
Really?
That's me.
Wow.
That's all I got. My shoulders. I can't run. I've given up running. I went for the AFL career ending payments.
Yeah.
Because I said to them after my history, I said, I've done four Achilles. I've had injections. I've had scar tissue removed. I've done everything I can. This is a result of being a pincushion for your league, for your entertainment. I can't play. I can't do anything at the moment. Like I can't, you've cut that from me because I was doing as much as I could to play, but I pulled myself out of it because I stupidly or whatever, I wanted to play local footy.
Mm-hmm.
But now I look back and I go, fuck, like that's,
yep.
Not that you've ruined it for me, but you've hindered any chance of me doing that. And I signed up for it. So there's also that argument. Mm-hmm. I signed up for it. I knew I was getting myself into, but also did I? Like I was 18 years old. I don't really know what I'm getting myself into at 18. Anyway, speaking to someone who does know what they get himself into, contract stringer, he isn't getting a 3-year deal from Essendon. They've come out and said, nah. Reported that he'll have to look elsewhere for a longer term contract because the Bombers are cautious of his consistency and the shape he rocks up to in preseason, which, you know what, is fair enough. So he wants to stay at Essendon, but also wanted that security after footy. And we've said 3-year deal for contract stringer is probably where he's at. 29 years old, takes him to 33. Mm-hmm. He's playing like a guy who deserves a 3-year contract at the moment, but Essendon said nah. So I think contract stringer is going somewhere else.
Where does contract stringer go?
Fuck, where would a contract stringer go?
So a contract stringer that doesn't get his desired contract with Essendon has to be going somewhere like north.
Oh, is that where you want to go? Though? I mean, nah, because they've got a Zerha, they've got a Paul Curtis. Too similar.
But somewhere that would just go, sure, why not?
Pull
like,
someone in.
We'll get you like 4 years, why not?
I think it's staying in Melbourne for sure. I know he's got his family here. I mean, yeah, I could see contract string at Hawthorn, honestly, which I wouldn't hate. Oh, yeah. Essendon to Hawthorn, it'd be like a bit of a fuck you as well, mate.
Be great.
Yeah.
I could actually visualize him in the colours too.
Same. I'd love that. He's playing good footy. Yeah.
How's the honesty as well? Like it's just what you look like when you turn up, mate.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, so we want to give you a contract, but you just rock up like fucking mud guts every preseason and it's hard for us to give you this money knowing that you're coming back every November.
Yeah.
Like a fucking Play-Doh, you know?
It'll be interesting to see, though, what changes in his world because we know that he started exploring Islamic faith.
True.
And whether or not, you know, that influences things going forward. So that'll be a really interesting space to sort of keep our eyes on.
I mean, I did not have that in my bingo card this year. I wonder why he's doing like – oh, well, obviously he wants to find faith in something or he wants to change his beliefs, whatever it might be. I mean, it's interesting.
I heard that Saad, when he was at the Bombers sort of – had a chat with him. I think they did parts of Ramadan together, things like that from what I can gather. So there you go. But
fair enough.
Certainly the bingo card.
It wasn't on the bingo card. And maybe why he's playing good footy.
Yeah.
Fuck, let's give him a contract, Bombers. I want them to pay up. He'd be looking at sixes for a contract over 3 years.
That's healthy.
Because he can turn a game. Yeah. That's the thing about him. He can just turn it on and kick three. So Essendon said no, and maybe he takes two to stay there. Who knows? It'll play out. Jacob Van Rooyen signs until 2029. Well done. Secure that bag. WA boy just got paid. 21 years old, played 26 games, kicked 36 goals. And as we've said before, this is a league that pays you on potential, not what you're doing right now.
Oh, I love that.
And they can see by 2029, this guy's going to be a dog.
Yeah.
So good on it. I fucking wish I got paid on potential.
I
could have been on $1.3 million.
You wouldn't be here, that's for sure.
But it varies. And Ben Keys, no, I wouldn't. Fuck, I'd be in somewhere off the Cayman Islands or somewhere where they don't tax hard. That would be an offshore account somewhere.
You know, I used to live in Bermuda. That was the case there.
Triangle. So, get lost?
I found myself, buddy. I didn't get lost.
I'm like finding yourself after some acid or something.
Yeah, bro.
I've never done that. Ben Key signed until 2027. Thrown to the AFL scrap heap. He was. Mm-hmm. Just discarded by the Lions. Adelaide picked him up. People didn't flinch. Put the shoulders up, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Again, turned into a dog. Had 3 and 20 last week. Has now changed his role to be a forward this year where he came to the Crows and was like an inside mid running around. Obviously, Matty Nix has said, don't think you got the legs to do that anymore. So go forward and just scrap for us. Pop up like a sprinkler, kick some goals. Signs a deal. Huge effort. I love people who just take the most of their second chances. Love that. Love that. So big shout out to Ben Keys as well. Let's get in the footy right now. Before we do, you guys hungry as punters? Because I'm feeding you. Go on a sports bet, go on to the feed and get fed this week. My last 3 weeks, actually our last 3 weeks.
Thank you.
$11 winner last week. $16.42 the week before. $16 the week before that. So this week I played up a $43.10 multi. More chilies. Hope you're hungry, punters. It's fucking good as well. So before, let's actually get into it now. I'm going to roll here with this. Let me tell you what it is. I go into the Sportsbet app. I go into More. I go into Feed. I search for Daniel Gorringe. I see Daniel Gorringe and his bets. So this is $43.10. Tonight, I got the Doggies beating the Saints. I have Essendon beating Adelaide in Essendon. I have Collingwood beating Port. I have Brisbane against Geelong. And in the graveyard, I have North against Hawks. This week of footy tipping is fucking hard.
That's true.
It is so. It's all 50-50s pretty much.
I will give you that.
It is 50-50. So I'm banging on some of the upsets to get up here. In saying that, they could all come off. So it's not, you know.
We've heard that before.
That's the thing about punting. Could come off. So $43.10, jump on Sportsbet app, get in a feed, follow me, jump on with us. It's this week's. And also, sometimes, like that's a vibe bet.
Yeah.
Last week we had a vibe at West Coast. I wake up in the morning, especially in the round of footy, and go, just got a vibe this week. So follow, you'll see my vibes, and we'll go from there.
We're obviously about to get into all the games, but I've just got the tips up for this week, and you're so right. There are so many games where you're a bit like, well, I've got so no idea. Like North Hawthorne, seriously. This round,
man, bad week to be footy tipping because there's going to be a lot of angry people who are just going to absolutely – this is where you separate yourself from the footy tips. Where you shine at the front or you're competing for a wooden spoon. Thursday night, tonight, Fraud Cup. Saints v. Dogs. Saints are $1.80. The Dogs are $2.05. The line is 2.5. At Marvel Stadium, both clubs love to play here. I look at this game and my first thought on this game was could be a draw. They generally could just nullify each other into mediocrity and have a draw.
Okay.
It's been very loud at the kennel this week. We know there's been so much noise. I've been wearing earplugs around Footscray. The heat is on the Dogs big time and need to find a dog in them. You literally are the Dogs. You have to find that fucking pit bull in you and be like, this is the week where we shut everyone up. Bevo, supporters have jumped off him left, right, and center. My inbox is all 80% Doggies fans saying, get rid of Bevo. Get rid of him. Selection decisions, sub decisions, Norton forward or back. It's just, it's loud at the moment for the Doggies. Bevo came out yesterday and said, hey, I got my messaging mixed up after Saturday's game. I went through the game, a lot of emotion of the game, went to the press conference. I muddied some stuff up. He has come out and said, there's no construction site here. We're not rebuilding. We're going to select the best team. He's come out and said, Lobb's coming back in. Bailey Dale's coming back in. McRae's coming back in. Caleb Daniels, but they're bringing in the Dogs. So they're going to put some stuff around Bont. Princess Diana versus Ron Marshall matchup of the night. Just two big boys in the middle going head to head. Both, I mean, Princess is a little bit out of form. I don't know if you'd like us calling him Princess, but we're going to run with it.
Yeah, until he says otherwise.
True, yeah. Princess Diana and his Prada is just, he had, Australian Ruckman was down last week. Ron Marshall behind Max Gawn has been the best, second best ruck in the league this year. That's going to be one to watch in the middle. For this to be a good game, we'd need that UFO to land before the game starts for the Saints. Just rock up for a half, the first half at least, because I don't love a first half. And it makes it hard to win a game of footy when you only play a half. It really does. So in saying all that, I feel like the Dogs just clicked this week. They have a lot to prove. I don't think they'd like what people are saying about them. The Bond is a proud captain. And your dogs, like, you literally have the definition and dog in you to just win this game. Give me the dogs at a non-sold-out Marvel.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. No, I mean, obviously I'm going the Saints.
You have to.
But I think that you're probably right that they've not come at a good time, the dogs, for the Saints, because so much noise needs to be answered at some point, which is a scary thought. But a Thursday night, I don't know how many people are going to be there for the dogs.
We know that half their members are dogs. Yeah, like physically are dogs.
Are dogs. And, you know, dogs sleep early on a Thursday. It's they a do. School night.
Well, dogs go for a walk in the morning and they sleep. Yeah. My dog sleeps fucking all day.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't know what he's tired about, but he's fucking tired a lot.
So, yeah, look, I think that there'll be an overwhelming sort of voice of affirmation from the red, white and black. So I still think St Kilda can do it.
Yeah.
They should do it. They're a better team right now, I think. So,
honestly, like every or most of the games this week, flip a coin. Mm. Heads or tails, what's it going to be? Okay, so you're going Saints, obviously. Yep. You're working. I'm going for the Dogs. Friday Night Footy, this is going to be a good game because, again, who knows what these teams are doing. Adelaide v Essendon. Adelaide are $1.48 favourites for a 1-4 team against the Essendon, who are $2.66. The line is 13.5. Now, Essendon went to gather round and got pantsed.
Mm.
This is redemption for them.
Wasn't pretty, was it?
Went over there and just left for the dinner for two. 69-point loss. And with a 69, you don't want to be on the bottom.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No, you don't. You want to be on top. And they were not that night.
Do you? I'm not going to say, but I think I...
I don't ever do that, really, so I'm not really sure. It sounded really good, but I can't even extend up there.
Yeah, so
it sounded good when I wrote it. I feel like the Essendon Edge will hang around for a while now. I feel like they're back. It's just going to be like you can't, given who you've recruited, given what you've come out in the media and said, you can't have an edge 1 week, not one this week, 1 week. That's fucking too hard to be like that. It really is. I love what Harrison Jones is doing. He's up and about. Kyle Langford just kicks goals. Todd Goldstein, he grew up playing with Jesus, but he seems to be playing some good football given his age. And Adelaide, yes, they won last week. And everyone, the Crom fans, are just going wild, saying they're back. The reality is when we get rid of all the clouds and all the dust, you're 1-4. You are 1-4. And I like what they did last week. It's good signs, but I just wasn't blown away. That wasn't a win to me where I said, season's back on track.
No.
You know, and calm, whatever, but it wasn't, but they came out and it wasn't a statement performance saying this looks different now to what it had been last week. So I feel like it's a good week for the Bombers to literally go back to Adelaide and say, we're different this year.
Yeah.
We're different. We started off a bit shaky, but we got this.
We'll see. I'm still surprised that you said Friday night football, this will be a good game. I can't see it being a great game.
You fucking hate Adelaide though. You have a bone to pick.
Did you notice
Adelaide.
I was very quiet during that Ben Keys chat?
Yeah, yeah, you were very. Anything to do with Adelaide, you're out.
No, I'm scared.
Unless it's a curry or some nachos in a strip joint.
Yeah, no. I'm surprised that you think it'll be a great game. Like, I just don't think it'll be sexy game to watch.
I think in terms of what this means for both teams,
yeah,
it'll be good for that.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not just grass level deep, Ollie. Mm-hmm. Some stuff's deeper than what happens on the field. It's the repercussions. You know?
God, you're a poet.
I'm an oracle is what I am. So who are you going for that game? Well, obviously, Essendon. Because you hate Adelaide. That's right, isn't it? Yeah.
No,
I shouldn't have, I just knew where you want to go with that. I feel like you're just never going to tip Adelaide, regardless.
No, I'll tip them. Yeah. I'll tip them.
Tip them to not make the eight. Saturday, 1:45. Whoa, hold on. You heard right. Saturday, 1:45 p.m., Collingwood versus the Power. Before we get into this, who the fuck put that on? 1:45 p.m., Collingwood and the Power. Hey, AFL, want to watch this game? You got local footballers out there running around. You've got people who just live in life, have family commitments, and you're saying that we're going to put these two watchable teams out of primetime slots and 1:45 at the G? That should be a crime.
That's true, but it is my favourite time slot for a game. So
you can hide some teams in the 1:45. Oh, that's a Hawthorn slot for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Collingwood and that should... Hey, Rick Stone, he does the fixturing. His software company does the fixturing for the AFL.
Right.
It's like goes into a system and spits out the best fixture. Put it in reset.
Mm.
Reboot that system because this is 1:45 for the Collingwood. The Power is just gross as. Collingwood $1.77. The Power $2.10. What? Collingwood are the favourites here. Line is 3.5. Wow. Okay. I mean, it is a battle of the prisons, which is good.
That's true.
And instead of having like a trophy, what they're doing is the winner just gets one of their prisoners on parole.
For how long?
Just 24 hours.
Just 24 hours.
24 hours,
nice.
And they're back in. Yeah. You couldn't have them out for good because they're probably like a murderer or something.
Sure.
Collingwood, look, they had a bye. They were in the grave to start off the season. They won two in a row to take their record back to 2-2. They're now up against the top three team in the league at the moment. This is I'm just annoyed that they're hiding the game, to be honest with you. It's really – I can't get off the fact they're hiding this game. People want to watch Collingwood. I want to watch Collingwood. Like, I don't like them, but
– Are you not going to? Are you busy?
Well, no, I don't work. So, yeah, I'll be watching. Yeah. You know that. For the fifth time, I do not work. Collingwood off the bye. Press reset. Fresh. Focus. Isaac Quaynor's hot as shit. Nathan Murphy tribute game.
Mm.
That's where I'm thinking this game's won. And it's just – they're just getting back in the swing of things, Collingwood. I like where they're going. I think they need a bit of a reset. Port, yeah, they're going as well. They just fell over the line against Freo. Their mids literally need to drag them over the line to win a game. And last week, as I said, they just got over against Freo in an arm wrestle. So I don't like Port in Melbourne. I never have. Aesthetically, I don't like it. I don't even like their record. They've only won 45% of their games at the G in their history. I just do not trust them when they come here. Yeah. For some reason.
No, that's fair enough. They've won here this season, haven't they?
They beat Richmond here.
They beat, well.
In the fourth quarter, they just started putting Richmond to the sword. So that's not really enough data or good enough data to go off. No. I just don't like them at home, at Melbourne.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. But, you know, this is the thing that we've that you've been really pushing that I've loved is certain teams that haven't given you a reason so far to go against them.
True.
And I look at this game and I think that all of that is correct and you would imagine Collingwood – for sure, but Collingwood have given us reasons to not want to back them, whereas Port Adelaide, not so much so far.
Well, Collingwood have also given me a reason to believe because they won a flag last year. So that's strong proof that you're good.
Yeah, okay.
I just think they needed to get the cobwebs out. I think Collingwood here just put everyone back in their place.
Bit of a statement.
Put the league on notice again and say, hold on, we're still top Magpies here.
Fair enough.
So who are you going for?
I'm going for Port on this one.
Okay. Carlton v Giants. Fucking hell. Carlton $1.81, Giants $2.04, Lions 3.5. These games are close as shit at the moment. You can't split them. And I swear to fucking God, if Carlton lose another one at Marvel, my navy blue boner has turned into a semi and I'm tucking that in the waistband.
Mm-hmm.
At first I was proud of it, but now it's, you know, when you tuck it and you're a bit conscious of it.
Sure.
That's where I'm at.
You're aware of it.
The longer this week has gone, the more that I just cannot stop thinking about this could be a big run of losses for Carlton.
Well, when we went through it on Monday, I don't look too far ahead for other clubs. I look at what the Saints are doing in the next couple of weeks, but I looked and went, oh my good goodness.
Like, it's bad. It's not great.
Really tough.
It could be the wheels off. We've got hammies galore. And if you take a look at their 4-1, you've got second half against Brizzy, that was unreal. You fell over the line against Richmond. You smashed North, got lucky against Freo, and then lost to a 0-4 Adelaide.
Mm.
Oh, it makes you nervous, doesn't it? As I said, the injury list is bigger than my nose. Sard's now out for 6 weeks. Like, what is going on down there with the hammies? I've heard my stories. They're doing some big training loads and saying that, hey, I think maybe we're training a little bit too hard here. Mm-hmm. Let's pull it back a bit. There's been some discussions around that. And the Giants, they haven't lost, but they have lost some players here. Sam Taylor is in concussion protocol. Canelio is going to be out. And it's literally, this game is speed, need for speed versus contested footy. The Giants want to go, fucking floor it. And the Blues want to hold everything up and keep it in tight. Because if it gets to a foot race, we're cooked.
So traditionally, if both teams are able to execute those plans, what trumps what in your eyes?
Speed, I mean, or contested? It's hard to go flat out for a full game of footy.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have different game modes where I think Carlton, not that they're going to win this game, or I think I'd have to back them, but I don't know who's going to win for sure. But I think Carlton can play a little bit of both. Now, they're not as quick as the Giants, but they can go into quick footy.
Yep.
And that contested brand of footy where I think the Giants are very, very heavy reliant on speed outside, fly off half back, get it in and repeat that kind of stuff. It's just two opposite game styles going head to head. They don't have a game, the Giants, poor Giants, they don't have a game at home for the next 5 weeks. I spoke to them last week. I didn't realize that they, with their contract with Olympic Stadium, wherever it is, they have to leave for 5 weeks of the year or 6 weeks of the year. So they're on the road.
And what for? Are they doing something at the stadium?
I think the show's on. Yeah. I actually think the show is on. Yeah.
Giants, that's unfair.
It's not fun.
You can't leave for the royal show.
Yeah, well, they have to. It's on the contract. And then when they play in Canberra, they have to bus it back because there's no direct flights out of Canberra the night of that game. So they're going to Canberra to play and then busing back to Sydney. Bus rides are fucking horrible.
I feel a bit uncomfortable with all that. It's unfair. That's
it is unfair. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's definitely a disadvantage. Like they say Canberra's the home game. Not really. Like
no.
You're just affiliated with Canberra.
Yeah.
It's like saying Hawthorn and North love playing in Tassie. No,
yeah,
they don't.
Bulldogs, Ballarat.
No,
it's not,
they don't. Trust me. You ask one Bulldogs player if they want to play in Ballarat, they'll say, fucking no way.
Yeah.
No way. With Sam Taylor out, Charlie or Harry could just go Bunta here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the ball gets in properly with some movement without bringing rain, that'd be nice because
mm-hmm.
I feel like we're just getting into a false sense of security of just bombing it on their head. So a bit of ball movement would be nice to get someone in the lead. Jesse Hogan's in big form but comes up against Wietering. Wietering had four kicked him last week against Taylor Walker, but system defense wasn't on him.
No.
He would tell the boys that as well. So that'd be a good matchup. But, yeah, I mean, I'm picking Carlton because I have to go to the grave with this team and I will. I'll die on the hill for this team.
Mm-hmm.
But just could lose, you know?
Yeah.
Just could lose.
Well, I'm going to go down with you. I'm on the Blues.
Great. Thank you. I wasn't expecting that.
That's okay.
I wasn't expecting that. Brisbane versus – just on that, if Carlton do win with the flag favourites again and lids off. Brisbane v Geelong. Brisbane $1.55 against Geelong's $2.46. The line here is 10.5. Geelong unbeaten and being the underdogs is crazy.
By almost a dollar.
Crazy. By almost a dollar and the line being 10.5. Brisbane don't have Zach Bailey for 4 to 6 weeks with an ankle sprain, which makes sense of why they were so hard-pressed on getting Charlie off.
Yep.
So now that's obviously paid off for them. Charlie will play. Both teams had the bye last week. So Brisbane had the traditional bye and Geelong had North. And take a poncho, Brizzy fans, if you're going to the game. Could be a bit of rain there.
It's looking wet, is it?
Yeah, looking like a bit of sprinkle. So
wow.
Take that into your calculations. If it's dry, I think the Lions just absolutely roll them.
Yep.
But because it'll turn into a shootout if it's dry.
Hang on, what day is this?
It's Saturday night, 7:10. Tell me what the precipitation is doing.
It's wet.
I love in the weather where it's like, hey, feels like 20 degrees, but it's fucking 28 degrees.
Yeah, thanks.
Mate, it's not. It's 20 degrees.
Yeah.
What's it doing in the weather?
It's like 19 degrees. Precipitation at 31% at 7 o'clock at night.
So we've got some rain.
Yeah.
That's Queensland weather.
Yeah.
You can bank that in for rain. So we're going to have some rain there. The Cats, if it's dry, it's a shootout, and the Cats don't have the same weapons that the Lions have.
No.
They are getting Hawkins, Dangerfield, and Collar, Jasny back in. And I look at this game, and I look at who I'm going to select, and I just, a bit like the Pies, I can't act like everything the Lions haven't done for 3 years just doesn't exist.
Mm.
And if they haven't done that, they are who they are. They're a good football team with a shitty win-loss record at the moment.
Yeah.
Harris Andrews, we talk about Jeremy Cameron getting up the field and just getting lost. Well, that's perfect for Harris Andrews because he'll say, a bit like you at training, if you got a pocket, your defenders, you think they're up you, but they're like, no, I'm actually in the hole.
What's
here.
He doing?
I'm dropping off you. What are you doing? Harris Andrews will do that to Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go the Lions, and no offense to Geelong. I love what you guys are doing down there. Mm-hmm. I love your city. You've got a hog's breath down there, which is unbelievable. You've got the spirit of Tassie in your area. Great town, great people, but I just think you lose this game in Brisbane.
I'm going to go Brisbane as well, but I'm shocked just looking at the AFL tipping site.
Yeah.
73% towards Brisbane Lions. I think that's...
Landslide.
That's pretty heavy.
That's a landslide selection.
There you go.
Not in a graveyard, surprising this game. West Coast versus Freo. $6 for West Coast. So the Freo are paying $1.40. The line is 33.5. And I feel like last week we got the Eagles over the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of West Coast fans were saying, you're an oracle, you're a legend. Like,
well, no, actually thanking you.
Thanking you. And I was like, guys, don't need to thank me anytime. Like, I'm happy to do my part for the team. Guess what I've got again?
You haven't ever.
I've got a vibe.
Massive. That's huge.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Back to
Let's fucking go, Eagles. Back to back wins here. Derby, derby, whatever you call it. Battle of Emu Export. Not in the graveyard. Let's fucking go. Come on, boys. Prove, mate, be the best team in the West. I'm on West Coast. I got a vibe. I just think they're back. I think they're up and about.
They're back.
Their Eagles are out. Their Eagles, the Wings, whatever they're called, they're out. They're flopping around. They're high in confidence. Harley Reid's doing his thing. Elliot Yeo is back in form. Jake Waterman is Wayne Carey.
Yeah.
I think they're back. And Freo, stop complaining. That also took massive part of my calculations when I'm going to pick. Yeah. Just play footy. A lot of people are saying that they don't want Matt Tabernard to play football ever again. I didn't see what he did on the weekend.
No, I missed it.
That was coming through heavy and fast on the socials feedback that Matt Tabernard is a fraud. Don't know what he did. Maybe he's just out of form, which I thought was harsh. I haven't seen him. But I think the Eagles, I just got a vibe.
I mean, it's amazing what confidence can do, especially to some of these young guys that have just experienced their first ever win.
Yeah. I think there'd be a mindset as well from Freo being like, okay, see, and then I go, well, maybe Freo come out after two losses in a row, angry, breathing fire, and just beat the shit out of West Coast.
Yeah.
So there is that part to it as well.
You take all vibes into consideration, don't you?
I got my vibe. 90% of your decisions come from your vibe.
Yeah. Where does the vibe live on the body?
Like in my ball sack.
That's where the vibe is?
Comes up. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I've got a vibe. I just think they do it. I have no real... I mean, the only reason I base that off is because of last week.
Mm.
So go Eagles. How can they do it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You know what? I've never gone against your vibe, so I'm changing.
Thank you.
I'm going for it.
Thank you.
I love it.
In the Sunday, 1:05 p.m. game, which I'm kind of rating.
Do you prefer that over a 1:45?
I mean, yeah.
Or much of a muchness.
Yeah, you get to crunch some beers before.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sunday 1:05, Sydney versus Gold Coast, Sydney $1.33. Gold Coast at $3.35. The line is 19.5. And Sydney off the bye, battle of the Tans. Good Tans both up there.
That's true.
Up north, Sydney 4-1. They just have a lot of talent. A lot of talent. And I'm not really sure what the Gold Coast are yet. Like, they're very good at home. Yeah. But again, haven't travelled that well outside of Gold Coast. I think off memory, they've only been to Ballarat, which isn't really...
Well, and Adelaide.
And Adelaide.
Yeah.
Did they go to Adelaide?
Well, for Gather Round.
Yeah, they went to LA Gather Round. Yeah, I think that Sydney's do it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's ringing in my head what you were saying on Monday, that this is the absolute perfect test, though, for the Gold Coast Suns.
Perfect.
Like, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
We're feeling pretty good, but let's actually...
We'll know.
Let's get that measuring stick out and actually figure out a little bit about us here.
We'll know. And Dimmer would be winding up as well. Oh. Just being like, come on, boys. This is actually our first test again to show... everyone and ourselves that we're a crack here.
Yeah.
Because if you start winning these games, then you can start penciling yourself in for that 7th, 8th spot.
Mm.
I don't think they're good enough to make the top four, but if you pinch a few of these, you can start saying to Flight Centre, I know I started planning some flights to Thailand for the full moon party, but I'm going to need you to push them back to November.
Depending on where other sort of results go, they could be sort of finishing the round in like 4th. Which is
if they finish fourth, I'll fucking eat that Guernsey.
No, after this weekend.
Oh, after this weekend. Yeah, okay,
Not overall.
No. Which would be amazing.
That's a hot start.
They're sneaky good. They are really, really good.
Yeah.
They're just talented as well. They're going to get better. As I keep saying, we've raved on and on about Matty Rao, Noah Anderson. I don't know how to say his last name. Sam Closey.
Yep.
Is that right?
I don't know.
He's a good player as well. Ben King, Ben Ainsworth, like they've got some just pieces there and some guys that are doing some things. But so does Sydney. Sydney have some guys. Brody Grundy against Jared Witts will be good. They've got a forward line. Joel Marty has 4 touches but kicks 2 to 3 goals. Yeah. So he's dangerous with it. Adams, I think Adams is playing. He's back in the team. Parker's another week off. So it's actually going to be a good game.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Sydney do the march as well into the ground.
Yeah, bring that.
Need to bring that back. So good time for Sydney sides to get the game as well. I feel like Sydney fans would rather go to the beach on Sunday at 1:05 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be good to see if they go to the SCG and bleed red and white. Here we go. This is actually a good game considering where these two teams are at. It's in the graveyard for sure. Like, we're knee deep in a graveyard. Actually, we're waist deep in the graveyard with this game. North Melbourne versus Hawthorne, Battle of the Wooden Spoon. $2.86 for North. The Hawks are favourites for the first time this year at $1.43. The line is insulting at 16.5. This is must-watch TV for those who want to see some missed handballs and horrible decision-making. You won't want to take your eyes off this. And apart from the game, this is a good measuring stick for where you're at as a commentator.
Oh, true.
Because if you know exactly what the network thinks of you and what the public think of you, if you're on this game.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Underwood, Brad Johnson, a Dermy, a Jared Healy. I think that's the who we'll have
in the graveyard. Game. That's the game.
That's where we're at, which is awesome. That's what you want on a Sunday graveyard shift.
Yeah, I think that there's a certain charm to that that we're all aware of. No, there's a certain charm. I don't know what the charm is, but there is a certain charm.
It's like
charm.
Family.
Yeah.
Sunday graveyard commentary, it's like family.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than Kelly just not knowing what day it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. Yeah. Nothing better than Dermy just waffling. Jared Healy just angry at everyone.
Yeah.
Brad Johnson smiling.
Oh, he's so smiley.
So nice. So smiley. It's familiar. So we're going to get around the graveyard big time here. And let's not sugarcoat this at all. Back to the footy. Both teams stink. I mean,
that's a shocking game.
Shocking teams. And it's actually exciting because someone's going to get their first win.
Yeah.
Someone's walking away from this game with 4 points, not on the bottom of the ladder.
Let's hope they're not. Imagine a draw. How funny.
A draw would be, and it'd be fitting as well. But it's a hard game to pick. Both teams have their hard hats on. They're both rebuilding. And you can't pick a winner based on form. Otherwise, you'd pick both teams to lose.
Yeah.
So it's super, super hard. I don't think that Hawthorn have the offense that North do. And just based on where Hawks are and what they've given, scoreboard probably is kind to them to the effort they've given.
Yep.
I'm going to put this into the world. I don't think I'll pick the Hawthorn ever again.
Ever?
Nah. I can't see myself picking Hawthorn ever again.
So the Crows and Hawks are just not getting a look in on this show.
I'm rather Crows. Yeah. The Hawthorn are just... I don't know. They're a team. I believe more in North at the moment.
Wow.
And what their list is doing than I do Hawthorns.
Wow.
Yeah.
There is more direction, admittedly.
I mean, in all honesty, one team has Harry Sheezel.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked North. Harry Sheezel versus 18 other blokes out there.
That's true.
It's just going to happen. But I think, you know, Kangas have Larky. Paul Curtis can bench 160 kegs, which is no mean feat. Zerha, you'd think, is back. Eddie Ford looks like he's jumped out of the 70s time machine and just kicking goals out there. And Hawks up forward just have a bunch of guys in Jack Ginnivan.
Yeah.
So, again, the only reason I'm picking North here is because of Harry Sheezel.
Yep. I like it. And they're probably going to be a bit banged up after their whole...
True.
Whole,
She's all right. Just snapping?
Yeah. I think it's because I've gone to footy training, so I've found a sort of new level of...
Yeah, you know, just peaking as well.
Manlyhood.
And testosterone.
I don't even know what I was saying. Yes, no, Hawthorn bringing their mouth guards to training this week.
Yeah, so they'll be sore.
You know, they'll be a bit sore.
They'll be sore. Yeah. Go Harry Sheezel. She's all right. Cheezels. We're still working out. I think we're getting there. The difference between Cheezels and Harry Sheezel.
Yeah, we'll get there.
One's a delicious snack and one is just a great player, probably leading a Brownlow. Actually, no, he wouldn't be winning the Brownlow at all.
You had a missed opportunity for a good gag there.
What, go?
Well, one's a delicious snack. The other one's a packet of chips.
Can you cut this bit out and I'll say that bit?
Yeah. Do it. All right.
No,
go again.
Just have it. No, just have it. Fuck, it was good.
Yeah.
Did I say that's the round done, guys? That's it. We have some questions coming up, but I just want to let everyone know as I took my hat off then, these are coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
These hats, I have that. They have DDF on the back. They are amazing. We also tracked down Jason. Have I? Honestly, CTE. Did I speak about merch?
Briefly at the start.
What'd I say?
You said that
is so scary.
Have heard from him?
Yeah, I have.
But you didn't go into sort of what
next week
is.
I think we're back.
Yeah.
And so that means the week after, if everything going right with the website, will be... Slinging them out.
Unreal.
We're going to ask some questions here before we sign off. How long have we been going for?
Just over an hour.
Actually?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep. Time flies.
Fuck yeah. Honestly, I said something funny about beers before. What was my terminology
barking.
For it? Barking. Beers barking. That's good. Yeah. Let's answer these questions.
So I'm really hyper aware of your CTE right now.
So am Freak I, man. My out. Anxiety's peaking. If you could choose one team to play for other than the Saints and the Blues, who would you choose?
Ooh, I like this.
Well, Adelaide's gone for you and Hawthorn's gone for me.
I think I'd go for either Richmond or Carlton.
Why Richmond?
I think it would be like the perfect team to play for in terms of where you could live in Melbourne. Like it's fairly central, massive fan base.
Mm.
Their song used to be the Tassie Devils song growing up. We've had some, like, I don't know, I just, I like,
yeah, okay.
like, And I think I'd feel proud to play for Richmond.
Great.
Like a proper team, you know?
Yeah, that's
and same as Carlton, like, you know, a real historic side. Like, I'd like
you're just a stand-up player, aren't you, mate?
Yeah.
I think I'd – oh, it's hard because the Melbourne teams, I'm like, I want to be in Melbourne. I want to be amongst it.
Yep.
I want to be in the buzz. I want to feel a buzz. But I'd run it back at the Gold Coast.
Really?
Just get paid and live on a canal and just shirt off. Get down to.
I never thought you'd say that.
Yeah, get down to the clubs down there, the beaches, just run up. Or Sydney.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, either or. In the sun. It gets cold as shit.
Actually, would you go Swans or Giants?
Giants. Good culture, good people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm in bed with them at the moment. We're in bed together. We're in bed. Oh, I'm getting, we're getting camo one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hooked it up.
Love the Giants.
I know. I'd love them so much. Any team who's listening, any social media team wants to send us stuff, just send it through. In fact, if you're a small business, just send us stuff.
Zero interest in one of these.
You know what? Oh, like Liam Ryan in Rug Depot. You know how he did the Rug Depot thing? Yeah. I sent it to you, didn't I?
Oh, it was so uncomfortable.
Look, get down to Rug Depot in Cannington. Also, if you're a small business, we're going to put our website, we're going to put our address here to send stuff.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens.
Just, we'll do an unboxing vlog. And we'll just start giving the little guys a go. Because,
I love that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Nah, sell out.
Okay, next question. Dan, do blokes really puss? Oh, puss. Dan, do blokes really piss in the team huddles at quarter time? Yeah, they do. It's amazing. They told us to stop pissing before games and after quarter time because people could see pissing. And I was shocked because I went through the junior system in football in Adelaide not knowing that. This happened. And I got to the AFL, like one of my first games, and a guy got his cock out and started pissing. And it took me a half a footy to recalibrate because I was thinking about the size of this guy's shaft.
I was like, hold on,
we're not going to, I know we played a half a footy, but we're not going to ignore the fact that this guy got his head out and started pissing.
When people do it, is it sort of like.
Man, it's full.
Get his out?
Shorts on, shorts up and to the side, balls and dick out and just pissing like that.
That's disgusting, Dan.
Man, I'm telling me, I was 19 years old looking at a guy do that while Gaz is talking to me. Because imagine how confused I was.
Where do you look?
Literally, I was looking at him. I was like, that's awesome. I want to do that.
And then you're looking at Gary.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't know what you've said, Gary, but that guy has some big balls. Next question. Had a local game at 3:05 p.m. Is this okay? Never okay. If you get put on for a 3:05 game, you should call in and say, I'm just not playing that. That is gross. That means you're finishing at 6 for a local game of footy.
Yeah, that's not. Nah,
couldn't pay me enough. Couldn't pay me enough. That's not on. Is it still okay to boo Oz kickers? I still do it and regularly get cross looks from parents. It is okay to do it. And I know that seems harsh to people who are listening for the first time, but again, once you cross that white line, regardless of what's happened to you in your life, regardless of what happens to you that day, regardless of your age and your football ability, you deserve the criticism that comes with being out there. The bright lights are on, be them off and move towards the light. Don't be an Oz kicker, missing targets, running with the footy, not bouncing. You know, there's selfish players in the Oz kick league that need to take a hard look at themselves.
Take responsibility.
Just grow up.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it's a man's league and you're acting like a little boy out there. It's bullshit. Next game I go to, I'm going to boo the absolute shit out of him if I see some sloppy skills out there. That's the end of the show. Guys, again, I say it weekly. Thank you so much for listening to us. Like, this is just so ridiculous that we're doing this and people listen, but you do listen and we're coming at you from all different angles. We're going to get better. We're going to do some different things. We've got merch coming. We've got an amazing round of football, which we'll be back here on Monday to dissect. Pray to God that the Eagles do it again. I've got a vibe. I've got a vibe about the North Melbourne Kangaroos as well. So have a great call tonight.
Thank you.
You'll be good.
I appreciate it.
And we'll see you all on Monday.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.